Today marks the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, one of the bloodiest events in modern history. Beginning on April 7th, 1994, at least 800,000 ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus were brutally killed in just a three-month period. The BBC's Prudent Nzingiyumva reports from Kigali.
20 years ago, today.
BBC World Service at 15:15 Greenwich Mean Time. This is Chris Bickerton with Focus on Africa. The presidents of Rwanda and Burundi die in an air crash. Was the plane shot down? Violence in Kigali, ministers abducted, and reports that the prime minister has been killed. And reaction in Burundi.
That news led to 100 days of bloodshed here in Rwanda. Men swept through homes with machetes, clubs, and guns. Radio incited neighbors to turn on each other. Everywhere on the roads and the streets, bodies. Even now, the breadth of the genocide is difficult to comprehend. I'm here at Nyanza Memorial. This is one of many memorials in Kigali. I can see here hundreds of names of family members here. You know, Lusinjiza, Lusinjiza, Lusinjiza. That's one name which explains that this is a family that has been exterminated. There is a lot of graveyards here. There's just about more than 600 names, but people who were here, Tutsis who sought a refuge here, they believe there were thousands of Tutsis who were murdered here. I'm joined by one of the people who survived from this same memorial. His name is Venuste Karasira. And he lost his arm.
They said, statue work. Meaning, start killing. It's a mass killing. Start the work. We were killed up to late night at around maybe 9. The only way of to survive was to go down. You go down, you try to hide yourself under somebody. Let me call it a swimming pool of blood. 2,000 to 3,000 people with their blood. The next day, very early in the morning, at around 5:30, we saw RPF soldiers passing this way. That's how we are saved. I can tell you that we are not more than 100 who survived this place here. So it's a sad history, but it's our history. We have to leave it.
But it's a painful, challenging history to confront. The government demands that people must reconcile and talk about the genocide in the right way to avoid bringing up the hate that fueled the killing in the first place.
When you go to a bar or a restaurant, nobody will ask you for an identity card showing that you are a Hutu or a Tutsi. That is much more different than before genocide.
That is Ildefonsi Karengera, Director of Memory and Prevention of Genocide for the government. He explains why remembering today is so important.
Remembering genocide is not only important for Rwanda, it is also important for the whole world because of many reasons. Genocide is a crime against humanity. The international community abandoned Rwanda during genocide. The people who committed the genocide, some are roaming outside Rwanda. We know that to reconstruct a country, we need to know what happened so that even the young generation or the people who are not there can know the truth to avoid any future occurrence.
So the efforts to foster reconciliation are there. We are all Rwandans is the mantra insisted on by the government. Divisionism has become one of Rwanda's most serious crimes. But as we remember 20 years today, the wounds are still so fresh. For many here, it feels like just yesterday.
That report from the BBC's Prudent Nzingiyumva.